Face the Music, a pre-ELO song-by-song podcast, is sponsored by fine people like James Crow.
This is Face the Music, a pre-ELO song-by-song podcast. Going Home, the Idol Race.
See the faces on that picture, what is you? I see the reasons why the picture just ain't true. I'm going home, I'm gonna be there one of these mornings, gonna break away.
What's that song all about?
Going Home was the third track on the second Idol Race album, released in September 1969. In issue number 7 of ELO fanzine Face the Music in 1990, Jill wrote,
"A piano-influenced track featuring guitar licks weaving in, out, and underneath the lyrics about some chap who insists he's leaving on 13 July, but somehow manages to give the distinct impression that he will never make it. Don't know why. It's just one of those strange, contradictory tricks that Jeff seems to pull off so effortlessly. Like, for instance, when he used a very jolly tune to belie sad, downbeat lyrics, or takes a quirky, comic view of what is really a tragic situation. A master of irony with a sardonic touch."
In the April 24th, 2009 interview at the ASCAP Expo, Jeff Lynne said,
"So what was the concept for ELO?"
"The concept was, when I was in the Idol Race, I first use some strings, like an orchestra, on a track on an Idol Race album. I think it was a song called Going Home, and it was a proper orchestra, like probably 16-piece string section. And I was so amazed by it, I was just taken aback, and I got them to give me the string track so I could listen to it and study it."
"You're going home."
I'm going home!
Hi, I'm Eric Winsenson.
And I'm Eric Paul Johnson.
And today we're looking at forgotten Electric Light Orchestra outtakes from A New World Record.
It's great. I love it that there's this new, I mean, obviously it's not new, but it's new to us since it's a bonus track on a new 50th anniversary 5.0, 7.9 surround sound Atmos DTS remaster re-release. And we get this bonus track we never heard before from ELO.
Yep, called Going Home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it sounds wonderful like everything else on that album. Great strings, great production, beautiful voice by Jeff Lynne, excellent lyrics. This definitely cannot be something that he recorded in 1969 with another band.
No, this would definitely not be something that's so pre-ELO that it came out 2 years before the first album and 7 years before A New World Record came out, because it would be impossible for someone that young to produce something this fantastic.
Yeah, it would. So this had to have come during its creative peak.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, absolutely.
But believe it or not, it is an Idol Race song.
What?
Yes! I put this on, and the first thing I'm thinking of, this sounds like classic late 70s ELO. Right around Face the Music to Out of the Blue, right before the disco really took over. I guess he said that the arrangement was with a 16-piece orchestra. Of course, Lynne produced this, and in an interview, he even states outright that this kind of put the germ in his head a bit for, hey, what else can we do with this sound?
Yeah.
And so we are truly seeing the germ of ELO here. Why wasn't there a 50th anniversary DTS 7.9 New World Record?
In my head, well, and on Facebook too, and really anybody who would listen, so pity any stranger who sat next to me on a bus, I have been saying for decades, come on. There needs to be a surround sound remix of El Dorado, A New World Record, and Time.
I'll even give it Out of the Blue. Production-wise, yeah, it deserves it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to say Secret Messages, because that has a lot of stuff that would sound great whirring and whizzing around your head and bouncing all over the room.
If you want something that's really been missing from Record Store Day, it is Electric Light Orchestra.
In a way that has always made me kind of mad. Where's the ELO stuff?
Give me something that actually has stuff worth buying the thing again for.
Yeah.
And I will.
Yeah.
And that gets me back to Idol Race, because, yeah, now I am definitely looking forward to listening to this Idol Race album. It may not be Birthday Party, and it may have Reminds Me of You coming up here again.
Yeah.
But for now, well, we've got this, and it is a beautiful song. There is absolutely nothing I can say bad about this song whatsoever, other than they didn't release it as a single.
But would it have made a difference?
Probably not.
No, no. Usually when you hear a big-name artist's early stuff, you understand why that really early stuff is obscure and probably got limited release. You hear it and you're like, yeah, they got much better as they went on. As for Jeff Lynne, he's a friggin' genius. He's amazing. And people who've listened to this podcast for a long time know I wouldn't kiss his ass just because I'm a super fan. Plenty of times I've called out Jeff Lynne or ELO songs that were just ugh. But as far as the Idol Race goes, you know, after you get a first great album, sometimes the second album is eh. That first Bare Naked Ladies album, Gordon, I couldn't stop listening to it for 6 months. And then when Maybe You Should Drive came out, I was like, oh my God, I can't wait. This is going to be fantastic.
Did you only listen to it for 1 week?
No, that'd be the next album after that. Or no, the album after that. So I rushed out and I bought Maybe You Should Drive, and I couldn't wait to hear it. And I got it home and then listened to it, and it's okay. So Birthday Party was fantastic. Not a dud on it. Maybe one song or two that was, it's not bad, but it's still pretty damn good. So we're, three songs into this, I think? And every one of these is fantastic. Jeff Lynne is totally kicking ass. And he's only, it's 1969, he's born in 47. So he's 21 and a half when he's working on this album. And he is doing amazeball stuff. I mean, then again, if you compare what he's doing here compared to the songs I was doing when I was 21, even though he had the advantage of an actual recording studio and a 16-piece orchestra, I'm sure even the demo of this was far superior than Hi, Hi, May, May, Into the Whack.
Hi, Hi, May, May, my dad flatulates, his hair is gray.
Yeah, this is friggin' amazing. Right from the start, it's just a big song that swallows you up whole, and it's just a wonderful drowning in music kind of thing. This is the kind of stuff that I loved about the ELO days when he had that big sound, and not when he just reduced everything to guitar, bass, drums, vocals. When he hits that chorus, that going home thing, he musically accurately captures what it feels like for somebody who's been dying to go home, who is finally going home. In sort of the same way that Jerry Rafferty song, Home and Dry, I can't help but feel the joy, the accurate musical notation representation of what it's like to fly in a plane on the way home.
This silver bird takes me across the sky, just one more hour and I'll be home and dry. I gotta see you, I gotta be with you.
I'm so glad that so far, every single song that we've hit, as far as the three tracks on this album, have been fantastic. As far as I know, the next track, the fourth one, could be great too.
What's the fourth one again?
Reminds Me of You.
Womp, womp.
Yeah. But this is fantastic. I love it. This is very ELO-y. As for vocal, I'd say his voice is a little bit higher than it was in 1976. And I put that on youth.
True.
And there's this weird filter. I didn't hear it till I put my headphones on, where he sings louder It's kind of got this weird, slightly underwater sound ripple to it.
The dust collector keeps on banging at my door.
But that's not a bad thing. Everything about this song is big, and I love it. We all make jokes about that, oh, Jeff's a time traveler, or Jeff's an extraterrestrial. That's why he's got the whole spaceships and mission and time travel thing. But the moon landing was July 20th, 1969. And Jeff here says he's leaving on July 13th.
Gonna break away on the 13th of July.
So I looked into something and wondered if maybe Apollo 11 was launched on July 13th or scheduled to be launched on July 13th and got held up. But I did some looking into it. So on July 13th, 1969, the Soviet Union launched Luna 15, and that orbited the moon before Apollo 11. And then it crashed on the moon, according to Wikipedia, about 2 hours before Armstrong and Aldrin took off from the moon's surface to begin their voyage home. So maybe Jeff Lynne is a moon man, and he saw the Russian moon ship as a chance to go home. If he is a moon man, and so far I haven't seen anything that says otherwise, Luna 15 was his ticket to the moon.
I doubt that.
Got something to say about going home? Then call the telephone line voicemail.
623-850-3375. Call now.
Those letters. I love those letters. Let's find out what you've got to say.
Oh, boy.
Mailman. Mail today.
It's mail time.
We got a couple of comments that I just want to put in here, let y'all know. VRTJJPMX said, I love this podcast. Thanks. Well, thank you for listening, Virtujun Punks.
World English, you speak.
And at our YouTube channel, the Electric Light Orchestra podcast channel, TonyS9102 said, FYI, according to Roy Wood in a 1981 Trouser Press interview, Carl Wayne left the band after Shazam when the group was doing a bunch of cabaret gigs. Someone in the audience called Roy a name. Roy threw a glass at him, and Carl felt Roy was being unprofessional. But this came after years of dissent over things like who would sing lead. Speaking of which, on Curly, Carl Wayne sings the intro and verses. Roy Wood sings the chorus and bridge. And just for the record, I have always found this tune profoundly sad. Maybe it's me. Nice episode, by the way. Well, thank you very much, Tony. I appreciate it.
When things quiet down, you're going to be a very sweet man to be with.
Another letter from our listener, Dave.
Friends, you owe it to yourself and your family to leave the congested city and enjoy what nature intended you to enjoy. Visit our new apartment homes in Hawthorne Court, Jackson Heights, where you may enjoy community life in a friendly environment.
Hello, this is Dr. Troy with my thoughts on going home. Once again, another great to excellent Idle Race song. It has many of the qualities that have endeared this band to me over the past year or so. A beautiful melody, excellent lead vocal, excellent backup vocals. Again, I have said before, I think that's their stock in trade to provide really good and beautiful backing vocals, especially near the end when the backing vocals come back in just before the end of the song. I would dare to say that this is the most Beatles-esque of the Idle Race songs that I've heard up to this time. And yes, I do think it would make a great ELO song. Just a little bit of tweaking, maybe adding some strings or so. I think it would fit good on El Dorado. Let's say if Jeff would have decided that the protagonist had to wake up, leave the dream world, and live his life. And I would say Time, but hey, nothing beats Hold On Tight, the closing track on Time. Well, anyway, I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Face the Music, a pre-ELO song-by-song podcast, is a production of Radio Trolla Entertainment Assorted Deli Meats Amalgamated. You can contact us by voicemail at 623-850-3375 or email us at eloftmpodcast@gmail.com and we'll read and reply to it on the show. Keep up to date by joining our Facebook group and spread the word by sharing the link or giving us a quick rating on iTunes. Subscribe to our YouTube page, the Electric Light Orchestra Podcast Channel, to hear other goodies. You can financially support the podcast at patreon.com/elopod or PayPal using the podcast's email address, or send a check or money order to P.O. Box 1932, Superior, Arizona 85173. Next week, Mr. Crow and Sir Norman.